Oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I said, oh, yeah. It's Empowerment Saturday. African American Empowerment. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for us. Just for us. And just for you. Join us today. We're talking about African American Empowerment. We're talking about the two minds of black folks. It's going to be education, information, and a whole lot of more. Let's go. There's no better love. Y'all know how this goes.
Girl, that's what I got.
Oh, yeah. There's no better love. Oh, yeah. Thank you for joining. There's no better love than for self and kind. That's absolutely right. No better love. There's no better love than for self and kind, the individual, the mind, the spirit, the body, the child, the wife, the husband, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, us, right? Loving ourselves just the way we are. If we could get back to our beautiful kindred spirit of loving on each other in an empowered way, right? Not just all lusty and feeling, touching all that. That's good in a way. Let's keep that over there. But I'm talking about genuine love for self, just because you and I'm me, right? And if we got a kindred spirit, see, we got to start coming back. See, okay, wait. Okay, we are considered an ethnic group, period, no matter what you say, right? I'm talking about African-American people, right, in this country. You are classified in a group. You just are, right? When you check off the box, right, American citizen, then they go come down and say, who are you? Black, white, Hispanic, Latino, blah, blah, blah. You, if you're African-American descendant, are going to check the box black, colored, Negro, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why am I saying that? It's something to be proud of, right? We're changing the whole dynamic of who we are because we can now classify and consider ourselves. Let's not be all over the board, right? Let's just be true to who we are. We are descendants of Africans. Many of us are. Right. And many of us are descendants of the Africans, if you want to say that, that were already here. You got to do your history on that. That's why y'all need to hook up with us, because we can educate you. It's about education. So let's go to the tenets of the NAAEA before we get started. You got to have an agenda. I would say it every week. Here we go. I'm spelling it out. Peace. Political. You got to have a political agenda. You got to understand American politics. If you're going to live here, if you're ready to leave, get going now. Right. But if you're going to stay here for the next week or two, a month, year, whatever your life course takes you, you better have an agenda that focuses in these five critical areas, particularly for people of color, specifically for African Americans, specifically. And that is, we have to have a political agenda so people will stop running circles around us, around you and your children and your babies. You got to understand the politics of the American system if you are a person of color, if you are black, if you are African-American. Understand the American system, because if you understand the system, you know how to be a matador. And what matadors do, they olay the bull. You got to become a bullfighter. I'm bullfighting today. Olay. Politics. You got to understand politics. Let's go to economics. You got to have an economics agenda, economic agenda, understanding money management, how this financial system works, how to use it, how to utilize it, and how not to let it use and abuse you. You got to understand credit. You got to be credit worthy, right? Why not be a student managing our stuff so we can get our kids in position, educating them as we educate ourselves? And ain't nothing wrong with that. You better understand the power of resources, of money, of finances. You got to. So that's politics and economics. It's PE. Let's go to A. It's the part we really like, right? It's athletics. It's health, wellness, fitness, nutrition. That's mental health as well. So when I'm talking athletics, I'm not talking about being a sprinter or all that. I'm talking about taking care of your own darn self, your own physical health, your body and your mind. You got to take care of your mind. You got to take care of yourself. You got to eat right. You got to be healthy. You got to have a workout plan. You got to have a diet plan. You got to have a self-management plan. That includes time management. That's right. You got to start understanding how the process works so you can organize yourself to become the best person you can be, the brother, cause it becoming the one. So how do you do that? You got to take care of your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. You got to manage yourself. You got to manage your attitudes, your actions, your feelings, your moods, and your way. Oh, that's a whole lot, Mama. I got to do that because you got to be a whole person. Don't nobody got to deal with your attitudes and your moods and your dispositions. You got to become grown now. You got to become mature. And we got to teach our children to do the same thing. Some of y'all don't like it, but I'm going to keep it moving because you got to do it. Because guess what? We're teaching our kids how to act like that. We're teaching our kids how to be disruptive, how to be angry, how to stomp around and poke our lips out as grown people. Learn how to say excuse me and please and thank you. All them good things that we need to go back to. It's called home training. You got to get to a point where we're training ourselves and developing ourselves and preparing the next generation to come through. That's all I'm saying. Last thing is you got to have a health and wellness and fitness plan. Take care of your temple. Take care of your body. I'm moving on. C, culture. Relevant cultural programs. We have to have them. We have to have them. We have to educate ourselves. We have to empower ourselves mentally. We got to build ourselves, give ourselves the cultural tools. That is the framework where we're understanding how to conduct ourselves as mature human beings, as mature human beings, spiritual beings, cultural beings that understand the boundaries of morals and values and ethics for ourselves. For ourselves. Culture does it. Culture does it. I'm telling you, understand the importance of culture and you can't lose. Lastly is education. That's a comprehensive education. This is what this show is all about, educating you, giving you something to think about, giving you motivation, giving you information, and giving you the tools that you need so that you can understand how to navigate this system. Here we go.
Man, everybody saying, said, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
You know, Stan is right. He is. Right? So he says, I love the way you explain the tenets. Think about those tenets. It's powerful to get peace in your life and peace in yourself. That's what it's all about. It's all about peace in your community, peace of mind, and developing yourself to become the best person that you could be. And what is wrong with that? What's wrong with developing yourself to become the best human being that you can be? Think about that for a minute. If I got peace in my life, if I got a political agenda, I got economic agenda, health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education agenda, and start to teach that in community and teach that with families, oh, man, we're taking off. There's no doubt about it. Guess we're already exceptional. If we pull it all together, when we pull it all together, guess what? Nothing can stop us. Nothing at all.
But we must unify.
That's what it needs.
Let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
That's our job. That is our job. I'm going to Brother George for the Willie Lynch moment. You know how to bring him in. Brother George, come on.
Bring it. What?
What? Right. Brother George.
Anywhere.
We right
yes,
here.
Sir,
what's up, brother?
Yes, sir. Nothing
welcome
much,
to the show.
Brother, I'm out in the field today, but I'm here.
All right.
That's what. Today's Kwanzaa principle, I'm going to go with Ujima, collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our brother and sister's problems our problem and solve them together. I think that's really important right now. Because we do need to make our brothers and sisters' problems, which most of the problems are our problems, period. But we don't get together and work with each other to solve those problems. And so we need to focus on for doing that.
I like that.
Today I'm reading from a book called SBA, The Awakening of the African Mind, Asa G. Hilliard III. And the book, you know, title is very similar to Dr. Bridges' book last week, Recapturing the African Mind.
Okay.
But this has a little different tone to it. It talks a lot more about the ancient world. In Kemet, age-old temples which remain clearly demonstrate that monuments and temples with divine imperatives consumed the best efforts of the society of that day. These temples are marked with the stories of human lives struggling to harmonize with the divine, ever conscious of the day of judgment, in which a person hopes to confess to a rigorous, vigorous life as the price of reuniting with the highest form of the divine. These patterns of virtues were synthesized into the concept Maya. This single concept has been rendered by the multiple English terms truth, justice, righteousness, order, reciprocity, balance, and harmony. There is no There is no code of values and virtues anywhere on the planet, ancient or modern, that exceeds the Mayadian system articulated in the Nile Valley thousands of years ago. Therefore, speaking and doing Maya set the standard of human behavior as the vehicle for uniting with the divinity. I think that that's very, very relevant, especially to our people, since that was our culture. When you talk about the term culture, when you read the Mayadian principles, the 42 principles of Mayad, or laws of Mayad, you'll find that we did a lot of research and we learned a lot about the systems that existed on this planet and how to behave as human beings in order to coexist with one another.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that that was very relevant for the time, Brother Marvin. So it's back to you, Brother.
All right. Thank you, Brother George. Before you get off, right, those principles,
yes, sir.
Right? Right. Our people,
yes, sir.
I'm sure many of us don't know what they are. Can you just give them a brief synopsis of what those 42 principles are? Doesn't have to be long. Just pop them with it.
Well, the 42 principles of Maya, some of them were copied and, you know, taken and made into the Ten Commandments. It's basically the types of behaviors that you should, in a civilized way that you should conduct yourself towards other human beings. And we've gotten away from that drastically by being exposed to a different type of culture, which was designed for survival. It was a culture put together based on survival. Our culture was not put together based on survival because we grew up where it was vegetated, where there wasn't all these different threats of survival with life. And so the culture that we developed reflected what we experienced as human beings developing along the way and learning from the natural creation. The natural creation that the Europeans learned from was a very cold, snowy environment with very little vegetation. And so they developed a culture that match that. Now, when you put us into that type of thinking and we don't know anything about the culture that we came from, then we will accept that culture as being correct. And then we'll start, by over time, we'll start behaving like that. So my thing is that if we begin to get back into who we once were and learn the things that our ancestors put into effect to make us a civilized group of people, because that's what the job of the civilized man is to do, is to civilize the uncivilized man. Okay? And so we, as a collective group of African Americans, we need to get back to our original principles, our original culture, and you'll find us behaving differently towards each other. So, you know, that's my idea.
I like it. I like it, Brother George. I like it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, he's right.
Yes,
listen, y'all got to understand one thing, right? That is, we got to know who we are. You got to understand your history. You got to understand your culture, and you got to understand who you are. Brother George is absolutely right. So I'm just going to throw a few of the 42 laws of my eye at you real quick. I simply honor virtue. I live with gratitude. I'm peaceful. I respect the property of others. I affirm all life as sacred. I'll just stop right there, right? If we just went by those first five, we good, right? In every community that we live in, as we gather, we're not operating by those principles, but we can, right? But, I mean, it's there. They're all there. Do me a favor. Go and research, right? Do yourself a favor and go research the 42 laws of my eye, right? They're your culture. That's your ancestry. That's like your great-great-grandma that you never met put down some rules, and you don't want to follow them because you don't know her. She and you, she's still yours. Let's become powerful by doing the work of understanding what's already been done. We could get back to it. We could get back to it. Just me and you. Uh-oh, it's time to go to the lines. I hope for a good show today, because guess what? The topic is becoming the one, the two minds of black folk. And the two minds are, we have become divided and separate, right? Rich and poor, them. I don't fool with them. I don't want to go over there, and I don't want to be around them. If you don't educate the people that's in your group, who's going to do it? That's all I'm saying. Two minds. And like the brother said, we got house people, and we got field people. Well, all of us are the same people. I'm going to the lines now. Let's go. Let's have a great show, y'all. I'm cutting it off, and I'm getting started. 1683. You at the top of the deck. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Bring it. What?
Oh, yeah. I like that. 1683. We're going right down the line. 1683, are you there?
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right. Hey. Peace and blessings to you.
Yes, sir. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm celebrating ourselves.
Good.
Brother George gave
yes,
us
sir.
A good one today. What you got?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to try to piggyback on that. You know,
All right.
I realized recently that there are a lot of people out there that's waiting on me to be the one. Okay?
Mm.
And that's my thing. Be the one. I'm striving to be the one, become
I like
the
that.
One. And in becoming the one, I'm going to start up at the top of the list. The first characteristic, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be. And in being honest with ourselves, we identify issues and problems and concerns, and we then have to deal with those things. For example, brother, we know that we were taught religion on the plantation.
True.
After 100 years of being on the plantation. Because the first 100 years you couldn't write. We weren't taught to read or write. Couldn't. Okay?
Could
but after that 100-year period, We then were taught religion, okay, from mm-hmm. our master's perspective. Our master taught us religion.
I agree.
And we have to be honest with ourselves now. We got to look at that and analyze that. Say, what did our master teach us? He taught us several things about religion, about our so-called father. He taught us that we were not like our father, that our father was not a man like we are, and that we can't be like our father. You know, he taught us that we can't see our father. He taught us that we've got to go through all this hell that down here on this planet that we've got to go to, being submissive to our father we don't know and can't see, and follow his rules that our master identified to us to eventually see our father when we die, when we mm-hmm. leave this place. He taught, our master taught us this and called it religion. That our true freedom from him becomes when we're in the grave. And all of our living, all of our lives, everything forward has been predicated and based on that. That teaching made us good niggas. Let me say that again. That teaching made us good niggas. It made us submissive. It made us understanding. It made us. It taught us how to survive, if you want to use the word survive, in our predicament. If you just do what we say and you do about God, what God is saying to you, that's how you get through it. And your reward for doing it comes at death. Okay?
Okay.
Now, brother, being honest with myself, striving mm-hmm. to be the one, I've got to come to the reality and say that was a lie. All those things I've been taught about religion are lies to make me submissive. And as we say in the mm-hmm. hood, it's bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Close your ears, mama.
Call it what it is. It's bullshit.
Close your ears, mama.
Taught
mama.
To teach us to be submissive to our slave master, so the chains and the shackles can come off, because with this, I didn't know your mama listening, so I ain't gonna say it again. With this
crap
that we call religion and been taught to us, we take the shackles off you physically and now have them on you mentally, to where you are striving in life to die to see God, hoping you go to a place called heaven after you leave here. We've got to call a spade a spade. And as the brother said
okay.
a couple of weeks ago, keep it real, man. And if we're going to be the one, we got to deal with it. We got to say, yes, sir, that is correct. I got to accept and identify. Yes, it is bullshit. So
okay.
what are we going to do about it?
What
That's are we gonna
what I'm talking about.
We then,
we then got to look at
you know, the whole thing about the economical system, tied to money, tied to the paper, tied to the his medium of exchange. Again, it has us enslaved. It has us trapped. We live our lives trying to get that money, going to die from 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or 9 to 4 or 8 to 4 or midnight graveyard shift, whatever, trying to get the money to pay for things that we should already have that's been provided for us by God, like water.
I like that.
And
I like
air
that.
And electricity and
mm-hmm.
vegetation. And fruits and vegetables that we're supposed to be, that nourish us to eat, you know, to provide us
mm-hmm.
our life-sustaining longevity. You know, we've got to really identify the bullshit that we've been taught and come out of it. Take action and say, and once you say,
nice.
Yes, brother, that's crap, okay? Once we say that's crap, then, brother, then we've got to take action. We got to deal with it. That's why we lose our children. That's why we have no control over our children, meaning we have no control over our future, because we're constantly teaching our future bullshit.
Oh.
And
all
the
right.
beat goes
brother, that's
on.
It. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I got to cut you. I got to cut you. I appreciate it. Great point.
All
I'm
right,
going to come
brother.
Back to you. I'm going to come back
all right,
to you.
Peace.
I like that. Okay. He right. He is. Just the way he expressed it, some people are, you know. Okay, I got that. Mama, you all right? Okay. Anyway, he's right. All I'm saying is, let's think about solutions to our situation. Remember I said become the matador. Move to the side. Sidestep, like he said, the bull. I got that, right? And learn how to think for yourself. Educate yourself. That's what education is all about. Right, Brother George? That's what it's all about. You have to learn how to develop yourself. We have to learn how to develop ourselves and think for ourselves and create culture and things that are going to insulate us and develop us. I'm going back to the lines. Thank you, brother. I'm going over to 8128. The deck is packed. I'm going through the best I can. 8128, it's your shot. Come on. I'm going all the way through with this one. Bring it. Come on, Brother George. My mama likes this song. Come on, mama. Shake it. Uh-huh. All right. 8128. Good afternoon. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing great, brother. Listening to the brother, you know, you can't help but agree with him, you know, that we have to, first of all, we have to educate ourselves.
Got that right.
On the fact that we are uneducated, okay, about this system. That system has been kept from us. It has been made a mystery and something that we are subject to, okay? There are groups of people right here in Richmond that are getting ready to be displaced because they cannot read and understand what is getting ready to happen to them. We have to understand what is going on in our lives by us educating ourselves to the fact that we were put in situations for the convenience, use, and profitability of other people. And our only solution is for us to understand how to free ourselves from that, towards being, as the brother said, the one. All right? You cannot be the one if you're subject to everyone else. Okay? And there are people out here who want to change our condition, who are a part of us. But bringing us together, we have been taught to be so divided, so separate, okay, and to be afraid of the fact that we're not educated. We have to clear that one up first, right? The fact that we're not educated just means that you're ignorant to something that you can know if you concentrate or listen to those who can tell you and show you how to learn.
That's all that is.
You know, you can flip this around. Just stop being afraid of the fact of what you don't know. Because, you know, that is what we have been conditioned subconsciously to believe, that if we don't know, we need to be afraid of it. If we have not been educated, we got to stay away from it. Okay? We ain't supposed to face nothing that we ain't got to, you know, a full degree of information on, and we're only supposed to approach it according to what somebody else said. All of that is what we need to overcome in our minds in order for us to continue to grow. Our growth has been stifled based on all of these taboos that we've given ourselves, okay? I had a friend, well, I call her a friend and associate, who had cats around a rabbit's foot. You know, I said, what are you doing with this rabbit's foot? Oh, no, I know you don't believe in that. Now, believe in it? Why do you believe in it? You know, why do you, you know, do some research? You know, that rabbit ain't going to do nothing for you. But the thing is that we have these things we must overcome.
True.
But we have to face them first. We have to be so, we have to stop being so hypersensitive towards our ignorance. Okay? Ignorance is not a bad word. Okay? What's bad about ignorance is not trying to correct it.
True.
That's all. That's what's bad. Okay? it's bad for us to accept our condition and accept the fact we can't do nothing about it. That is bad. Okay? We just need to face what we don't know and what we need to know and listen to us. I mean, because we got people out here who want to bring us together.
Right. True.
No, we got people, but what are they? They scattered, they separate. You know, you like him, I don't like him, or a friend of mine don't like him, so I don't like him. You know, come on. That's
yeah, we
got to
change that.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it so yeah. much. I'm going to tell you why. Because you talked mm-hmm. about some stuff that we need. We need to get past ignorance, and we need to get past our own conditioning. How far a rabbit foot would take you is up to your belief, just like everything else, right? What have you been trained, taught, and conditioned to believe? That's why I say you got to think for yourself, right? I can't tell nobody what to do. I got to manage myself. I got to manage me, just like you and every other adult that's on this line or that's listening. You got to manage your darn self, right? You got to manage your own mind and your own behaviors. How about that? How about taking care of your own business? How about minding your own business and working on yourself and getting yourself right? How about coming together collectively to develop a collective consciousness where we can work and grow together? What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. Not at all. I'm going on over to 0673 after Stan. Tell us
well,
some more.
I think we fail to see how good precious life can be.
We miss
we,
it.
We operate so much in doom and gloom and negativity.
Uh-huh, don't we?
It causes us to tune out the big picture. When we're able to see how good and precious that life can be, it gives you a willingness to strive into the future. It gives you the foundational tenets to lay down for the next generation to build into their future.
So true.
But if we're always walking in doom and gloom and negativity and trying to get in to fit into somebody else's reality, that's not it. No,
not it.
No, no.
Mm-mm.
We are unique, just like there's nobody on the face of this earth that has fingerprints like you, because
mm-hmm.
you are unique. And when we have that unified consciousness, man, the sky's not even the limit for us.
There you go, Stan. That is so true. Here's the deal. We got to clean up some things. I'm going over to 0673 in a minute. Right? You got to clean up education, right? You got to clean up your mind. You got to clean up your habits. But our children have to learn how to read. Teach your kids how to read. Teach them how to read. Give them a fresh start. Give them the advantage and teach them how to know the basics. We got to educate our people. We do. The brother mentioned it, ignorance, right? You don't know the laws of living, many of us. And then many of us don't know how to engage each other. Many of us don't know how to communicate. And many of us simply cannot read or write. And we got to do that. We have to do that. If you want to compete, right, if you really do, then you got to clean up some stuff. B, learn the basics. 0673, I'm coming to you right now. Bringing you in right. Oh, yeah. Thank y'all for calling. 0673. I'm rocking. We ain't going nowhere. We just got to clean up some stuff. 0673. What you got?
All right, Marvin. First of all,
hey,
George was right the other night. You're the facilitator, no doubt about it. You're the facilitator. Now I'm gonna talk about what George said about.
Don't let fool you.
George mentioned Mayotte. Mayotte is a sound principle, a great principle.
All right.
Let me tell you about Mayotte. in the Christian Bible, and another religious text, they talk about the Ten Commandments.
That's
a lot of people don't know there's more than Ten Commandments in the Bible. There's over 600 commandments in the Bible. These ten are the ones they consider the most important ones. Most important ones. The difference between the commandments and Mayat is the commandments are talking to a people who don't know the law. So it says, do not steal. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. They don't know the law. Mayat, the people knew the law. So they said, I have not stolen. I have not killed. I have not committed adultery. There's a difference between the two.
True that.
What my idea is worth is the consequences thereof. The consequences thereof. I have not killed because what's the consequences if I kill? If I kill you, if I kill your brother, then I must start ducking around, hide behind the bush. I'm in fear of you killing my brother. If I take your wife, I'm in fear of you taking my wife. If I steal from you, you go steal from me. Not take away from the Ten Commandments because the Ten Commandments came out of my eye.
True.
The 42 confessions. And there are more, just like there are more than Ten Commandments, there are probably more commandments that the Kemetics or the Egyptians had. And if we had not been disrupted by the Greek and the Romans and so on, right?
Tell it.
Probably have even deeper spiritual systems. But once you know your culture, you can tap into that. That will empower you and help you today. Now, one bad thing about history is you going back and you staying there. That's not the purpose of history. We go back there, and I'm glad we don't have everything that was given to us. I'm glad we got remnants of what happened in Egypt. Because if we had everything that was back in Egypt, we would be a carbon copy, and we're not supposed to be there because the world is constantly growing. It's constantly growing. And if you go back, and you say, like Dr. Akbar said, he said, I go back to Egypt. I go back to Kemet to say we've done these things. We built these monumental structures. He said, but I don't want to ride a camel. I want a fast-flying jet. That's exactly he gave, right?
What he's trying to say is,
you go back into the past, you grab what we did, and you build it, bring it to 2020, and you build on it.
That's right.
You build on it. Because if you're standing still, you're going backwards. If I walk into the door day with one of those 1970 Superfly suit on, I'll be going backwards.
True.
I'll be going backwards. So these are sound principles that we had back then, Mayat. And we can use those same principles today. When we make a move, we say, what's the consequences thereof? I'm asked to make a decision. What's the consequences thereof of me making this decision? Rather than don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Ask yourself, what's the consequences thereof? As a singer named Jim Croce, he had a song that said, don't mess around with, he said, you don't pull on Superman's cape, you don't speed in the wind, you don't pull the head off a long old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. He's talking about consequences.
Right.
You speed in the wind, there's consequences. So Maya is a deep system. It's an African system. You might say Egyptian, but Egypt is in Africa.
That's
a traumatic
right.
system. So we need to go back to our roots. To help us to navigate our way through the system today. And that's all I'm going to add to this program.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Right forward.
That is some sound teaching. And that is what this show is all about. See, it takes all of us. It takes a village. Right? Everybody, this is the great thing. This is the people show. This is what I'm talking about. This is your show. There's no wrong. All we do is put the gumbo together, stir it up, and then start to move forward together, right? We got to have a collective, unified consciousness. We can all have different, we can be individuals, but we can still work together. We can still think together, and we can still evaluate our own systems to see where we can make adjustments. There is nothing nothing. Nothing in the world wrong with that. I'm going over to 0946. I'm just telling y'all. Listen, it's the people's show. This your show. This is your views. It's not me. I just kind of share. I just hang along with y'all every Saturday at 2 p.m. Tell your family about it. This is a good education. Last thing is this. Like the brother said, we have fragments still in the world of or remnants of our culture. We just don't know it's us. We just don't know it's us. Oh, now 0946. It's your turn. Come on. I like this show.
Bring it. What?
Bring it.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. We're Rocky Stop.
Right here.
Oh, 0946. Welcome.
Hey, good evening. Good afternoon.
Hey, hey, hey.
I really don't have much to say. I'm just really trying to listen and appreciate everybody's perspective, and I'll see if I have something to add later in the conversation. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're welcome. I will say this, though, before you go. I know your thing is literacy. I know it. You can fool me, but you can't fool me. We need to learn how to read, and we need to learn how to teach our darn children how to read. I could tell you this real quick, and I know you got it, is that we have to get, and that's not everywhere, right? It's not everywhere, but across the board is what I'm talking about. We have to educate our kids, and maybe you can talk about that when I come back around, but I just got to put it out there because you understand the desperate need for literacy. Thank you, sister.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Who gonna do it? I like when she listen, but I love when she talk, cause she got a lot to say. She hold it back. I don't blame her though. Sometimes you need to listen, but I'm just glad she's on board. All right, I got 6308 in the queue, right on deck. But I just want to say something real quickly. We have to be responsible for ourselves first. This brother's talking about being the one. He's got to focus on you first. And then you got to start thinking about how you can take care of the next person. It's responsible behavior. The last point is this before I go to 6308. In our communities where there's violence, the brother talked about it. If you had prior thought, and the thing right now is get back. That's what it is. In the streets. Right, so when they say they killing each other, they are, because it's a war between somebody that killed somebody's friend. They got to get their friend back because they killed their friend or their mama or their cousin or somebody was just standing by, an innocent bystander. Right, and so then there's the anger and the get back. The consequences of your actions is what we got to think about educating, training, and developing our people. All right, I'm sliding on over to 6308, if you're willing to talk, I'm willing to listen. It's Marvin Rowan. It's the Empowerment Hour. 6308, you online, on deck, and it's on time. Come on. I like this song.
Bring it. What?
All right. Here we go. We right here. 6308.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Sandra here. I don't have much of anything to say. I could, but it would be long and drawn out. So, but all I want to say is everybody stay woke. I think everybody has given good information today, and we can piece it all together and try to go forward with that and know what's going on. Use, as my father used to say, common sense and reasoning, right? And that would take us very far. Know what's going on around you. Stay woke.
All right. Hey, all right. Can you give me real quick the condensed version of what you had? Because I just want to hear it, if you don't mind. Just give it to me. Just hit us with it, right? Because if you say you got a lot to say, this is what this platform is all about. Tell me what's on your mind.
I say so much all the time, and I'm constantly digging and researching, trying to figure out, ever since I asked the Creator to show me what I need to know, things have been coming to me, and I try to share what I know, because I don't typically express myself just off the top of my head. I try to research first.
I like that.
I try to research first. I've learned a lot from my father, He's dead and gone now, but he was a very wise man. And it's more to learn. And this is a tough world. This is a tough world. And we have to know how to navigate this world and what's out there that can harm us, what's out there that can help us. And that's, I'm always learning. I'm always learning. I'm always picking up information that I can grow from and to help keep me grounded. Help keep me grounded. I have to stay grounded because things can draw you off course. And then you're all over the place, or you don't know where to go. So, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I relegate myself to the term of my yacht.
I like that.
And that is what has helped sustain me over the years. And I like the thing of treat people the way you want to be treated. Treat people the way you want to be. Now, some people, I don't know, maybe they don't want to be treated well. I do.
Me too.
I do. And I pray for peace and blessings to everyone and that they will grow and obtain what they need. Because nowadays, we really do need to be more conscious of what is going on.
True.
And our ancestors went through a lot. And we owe it to them and those who come behind us.
Right.
Help make this a better world for them.
You are absolutely right.
That's pretty much all I have to say. Like I said, I could talk forever. That's my condensed version.
All right. Hey, I'm going to tell you this, right? I appreciate you calling and sharing. And that's the most important part of this show is empowerment. It's education. So I appreciate you calling. Hang on. Thank you. If you get something else, I'll try to get back to you. But I thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that, sister. All right. There it is, right? Your opinion matters. The sister said you got to stay grounded. What's your foundation, right? What, like the brothers talked the other night, what are your roots holding on to? What's your root system? And when the winds come, what's going to hold you steady? What's going to hold you still that you don't blow over, right? You know, we had a storm here in Richmond. I don't know if y'all know, blew a whole lot of trees over. It was the root system. What's your root system? What's the thing that's holding you? What's your anchor? What's holding you down? And you got to shore up your foundation. And again, it's principles. It's life principles. Life principles. Life principles. What are your life principles that you're living by? And many of us don't have. That's why it's important that we have cultural programs to help us along, right? We must. It's important. It's imperative that we develop our people and prepare them for the next generation. All right, I'm going over to 5710. 5710, if you're talking, I'm listening. It's the Empowerment Hour, African-American Empowerment. Who else doing it? Come on.
Bring it. What?
All right. We right here.
We're not going anywhere. We right here.
All right. 5710, you're live on the air. 5710, going once. All right. Maybe they're just listening. And that's okay, too. That's okay. I'd rather have you on the line and don't say nothing. But if you're listening, I'm good with it. I'm going to 1683 in a second. But I want to say this, right? Before we go any further, let's start to navigate just taking a step back first to see where we are. And what I'm trying to convey is that we must understand the system that we have been placed in. And then if we just reflect back, if we can, because knowledge is power, to those elements, to those things, right? To those principles, to those laws, right? And I'm being, ain't nothing wrong with the Bible, nothing wrong with the Quran, but guess what? You still got to be a good person no matter what that is. Are you able to live the principles of your belief system, no matter what that is. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about your beliefs, your spiritual principles. Because if you adopt and live your spiritual principles, you can't go wrong. If you abide by any of these, what they call religions, if you live by it, guess what? The world is a better place, period. Period. Point blank. How about that? Just live what you say you believe in, and everything will change overnight, just about. Because guess what? You can't be stealing and expect things to go right. Now, here's the thing. If we had a system in place that helped us get the resources that we needed, would you have to steal at all? How about that? That's a good thought, right? If everything was in place for you to thrive and survive, I call it thrival and survival, what in the world would you need to steal and kill for? Uh-huh. Little principles. I'm going over to 1683. 1683, I'm coming back around to you. Hey, I like this show. All I do is just put it out there. Y'all clean it up for me. 1683, I'm coming to you right now. Here's the music. Go get them. Bring it.
Bring it. What?
It's your turn. It's your turn. 1683, what you got?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm like other folk. I'm just enjoying the conversation, you know. And
it's wonderful.
And like brother mentioned later earlier about my, you know, the principles of, and I couldn't agree with how he explained it more, because we don't have to be taught civilization. We don't have to be taught how to be civilized. We are born civilized. That culture you talk about. We are born.
Some got to bring it out.
It's been
you might
it's
be born with it, but some of us got to be. Got to bring
it
out. That's
because,
you go ahead,
that's
brother.
Because
you got to go ahead.
Right. That's
okay.
Because we've been distorted and we don't recognize. Like you say, we don't have to be taught that thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not. No. We are born. That's our nature. You know, that we're born like that. We just don't know it now. But that's our nature. That's our culture. That's the God in us.
I like
you know,
that.
We don't have to be taught how to be born God, how to act godly. We were born godly. We just don't know it. That's what we talk about. We mean when we said rediscover our history, rediscover our roots, rediscover
like
who
that.
We are. Find the God in you. That's what we have to do, you know? That'll eliminate all our problems. That's being the one. That's
I
being
like
the
that.
One. That's being Jesus, as we say. That's being Muhammad, as we say. That is being the one. That's being one. One with your God. One with your creator. One with yourself. That's our nature.
I like that.
I guess that's why we have what the Bible calls the devil. See, the devil is just the opposite of that. Excuse me. Of what
I agree.
We are, you know, good.
No pushback on that.
Good.
I like that.
Evil. You know, that's what it is. It's two things. Two, you know, good, evil. That's it. Everything else is in between. Which one are you going to go with? We were born righteous people.
All
okay?
right.
That's our nature. That's our culture. That's the God in us. We need to rediscover.
I like that.
That's
I
what
like
slavery
that,
took out of us. That's what was killed in us. You know?
We got to pour it back
in. You couldn't
in
be yourself on the plantation. You couldn't be yourself and be a slave. Got it? You couldn't be God and be a slave. You couldn't be your great self and be a slave. I want to get your physical greatness and use it for me as your master, but you couldn't have your mental greatness. You couldn't have or be that God that you are, because that will never work. That's
true.
The problem. Rediscovering ourselves, brother. Be the one, as we've
all
been
right.
saying.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so
brother.
Much, sir.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
He's so right. Here's the deal. Here's a good deal. The good deal is this, is that in some ways, slavery is over. It's up to us now. Nobody is holding you back. Nobody is forcing you to do anything. It's mental now. Can you transcend the mental side, the mental part, the emotional part, the cultural part, the conditioning. Those things that have been placed, those obstacles, the challenges, the changes that you got to go through. It's all about self-mastery now. And if we can learn how to master ourselves and develop ourselves, oh, what a wonderful world this would be. I'm going to slide on over to Brother George for a minute and bring him in before we wrap it up. Brother George, bring him in real quick. It's our resident scholar, along with Brother Kevin. We got him here. It's education. Brother George, I know you said you was on assignment today, but I just wanted to get you real quick before we pull out. Any thoughts on what you heard today?
Well, I just want to thank Brother Kevin, you know, for backing me up with such a wealth of good knowledge about my And he really cleared up and made, you know, what I said, he took it to the next level and made it more understandable, you know, and so I really appreciate that, you know.
Brother George, thank you so much.
Everybody that makes comments on the line, brother, is making great comments, you know.
True.
I just like to, after I do my segment, I like to sit back and learn from everybody else.
Hey, folks do a great job here, and that's what it's all about. It's about education. It's about African-American empowerment. So I want to thank you. I wanted to reach out to you before you go because you brought out a good topic today doing the Willie Lynch segment. And, again, let's focus on the Kwanzaa principles. I thank you, Brother George. We're about to wrap this thing up now. We'll see you next week, okay? Thank you, brother.
All right.
All right. Brother Kevin cleaned it up. Brother George laid it down. The brother talked about being the one. We talked today about a lot of things, the minds, educating our minds, the reconditioning that we need to become the best that we can be, taking elements from our past. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Building a new future and a new foundation, using some of the old and using some of the new. Nothing wrong with that. Developing a collective consciousness. I'm challenging you to go out next week, start today, and begin to do the work of working on yourself. Learning all that you can. Doing your homework. Thinking for yourself. Challenging your beliefs where necessary and where possible. Understanding and researching the laws of my eye. Right? And maybe applying one or any of those golden rule principles to have you to think about what it is that somebody should do to you based on what you would want to be done to yourself. It's the golden rule. It's called do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, in other words. Are you going to be that one to make a difference in the life of somebody? Start with yourself first. Start with yourself first and then build from there. I think collectively, if we work together, if we just work together, we can understand what our greatness is, one has been, and what it is, and what it will be for our future. Again, ignorance just means that you don't know. But now you have the opportunity to know. You have the opportunity to learn. You have the opportunity to grow. So why are young people deficient if we're free? If we're free mentally, then they should be able to prosper. If we're really free in this land where it's technology, resources, and information, why we got to be on the bottom? We don't have to be. Again, the challenge is for you to look at yourself, develop yourself, become the best person that you can be. Share this show with somebody else. It don't hurt. It might sting a little bit and some toes might get stepped on, but then it's for you to grow. We heal it together. We're healing together. So I want you to come back next week and let's try it again. It's the Empowerment Hour. Become the best that you can be. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'll see you next week. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.